What's up, guys? It's Gray Haas, and you have no idea how much it helps us when people like Gary, Amanda A., David A.S., and someone called Big Easy Blasphemy, great handle, by the way, join the Patreon. Our goal is to try to get to 500 supporters over there, which frees us up to do more things like live shows, live streams, and bonus content. You can even do a free trial. So please, please help us reach our goal of 500 supporters. For the price of a cup of coffee per month, you can help Mega keep going. Head to patreon.com/megathepodcast or check the link in the show notes. And thanks. Hey friends, you've probably heard me mention ButcherBox on here before, but if you haven't tried it, I gotta wonder, maybe you just hate deals? ButcherBox is high-quality meat and seafood you can trust, delivered right to your doorstep. It takes the guesswork out of shopping, and it is a godsend when it comes to saving me money and time. And here's the thing. If you're going to be cooking meat or seafood, just give it a try for a month and see if you like it. It feels decadent to have a freezer stocked with your favorite ingredients, and truly, who else is offering you free protein for a year? That's manna from heaven. What even is manna, by the way? Anyway, today, ButcherBox is giving Mega listeners free ground beef for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Use my link, butcherbox.com/mega, and use code MEGA to get free ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/mega, and use the code MEGA.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mega is an improvised satire from the staff of a fictional megachurch.
We are here, Lord, we are here, and we're ready to podcast.
Hiya, I'm Hallie Labonte, and this is Mega, coming to you from Twin Hills Community Church, where every single week we're giving our mega church a tiny family feel. We love to introduce you to members of our church staff, people from our community, and I always find it to be a treat and a treasure. And per usual, I'm joined by my co-host. He's the youth pastor for our high school ministry called Climax. Please welcome Gray Haas.
Jesus is the reason for the season of spring. Hallie, how are you?
Spring has sprung. I am too blessed to be stressed, too anointed to be disappointed, and way too grateful to be hateful. Well, just like Jesus was the good shepherd, our guest today is shepherding good prescriptions our way. I am so excited to welcome to the program, Rayland Dolenberg. How you feeling today, Rayland?
Hey, yes. It's great to be here. How are y'all doing?
Rayland, it is really fantastic to see you. And I want to start out by saying not a lot of churches, in fact, I'm not even sure if any churches have what we have when it comes to the type of service you provide.
Yep.
And that is, we have a pharmacy, well, a drugstore that we call it here. Mm-hmm. It's right over in the second annex, and you're the guy in the white coat behind the counter, isn't that right?
That's right. Yeah, it's the perfect place to be. You know, I obviously have a medical background, but my first background is, of course, with Christ. So
awesome.
It was a good way for me to put my two things together. And who doesn't need a little health help every now and again?
Isn't that right?
I love that.
It's called Lord's Drugs. And if you aren't familiar, dear listener, and it's, yeah, over in the far annex. And you, Rayland, you even are getting a drive through now, right? Where we can drive through to get our whatever, our diabetes medications, our painkillers and whatnot.
Absolutely. We do not want speed or time in someone's day to affect whether or not they get their health care coverage. And, you know, the annex that we're in, the second annex, isn't huge. So we figured, you know, it might be best to have another way to get stuff.
I love that.
That's awesome.
And when you go into Lord's Drugs, and which is funny, somebody the other day flipped that around and said, I went to Drug Lord's the other day, and I thought, wait a minute, what did you just say? And I corrected them. But, you know, when you go in there, it feels like the drugstore used to feel, doesn't it?
Yep.
It's got a lot of wood. It's got a lot of candy in the old jars. It's mm-hmm. got the ice cream counter. And then you can also get your Lipitor or whatever you need.
Yeah, we didn't want to make it too medicine forward. You know, we didn't want to lead with the drugs too hard. I mean, Drug Lords does make a lot of sense if you're talking about other pharmacies.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Isn't that right?
You know, they're shoving these pills down people's throat that they don't really need. Mm. You know, every person that comes in, we give them a child-sized scoop of ice cream just to see, will that do it? Will that solve what ails you?
Yeah. Oh, does that work sometimes?
Well, a nice scoop of ice cream and a prayer goes a long way.
Isn't that right?
Gosh, that is awesome. That is awesome.
And I think you're right. I mean, a lot of these places, these drug lords places, I mean, they are just throwing medication at people that they don't even need. And I like that when you go into Lord's Drugs, it's more of a conversation, isn't it? With you about, you know, yes, maybe your doctor said this, but you've also got to have a conversation with you, Raylan, about, you know, you got the Raylan stamp of approval.
Yep.
Absolutely. I like to think that everyone in our community, with the love of Jesus, of course, is a self-healer. And so only you know your body.
Yes.
And I just know what to put into it. So I'm 50, you're 50. Together, that makes 100.
Oh, isn't that right? I mean, you can't argue with math. And Raylan, I'll tell you what. I think that what you're doing, providing the option of like, may I pray with you? You know, I understand you're here to pick up some tetracycline because it's very clear that you have horrific acne. But would you like prayer? Because you know what? That teen or, you know, maybe even that 30-year-old, sometimes the pimples just, they keep popping up. And, you know, let's say maybe there's like a single gal there trying to, you know, address her acne, but what she didn't realize until you offered her prayers that what she's really interested in is a godly man praying over her, giving her a little attention. And maybe that prayer talks her out of that tetracycline because, you know, now she has a better idea of what she really wants and needs, you know?
That is so true. I mean, acne must be fixed. When people come in, obviously it has to be dealt with. But there are many ways to deal with it. Sometimes I ask, what's your skincare routine?
Awesome.
What's your prayer routine?
Oh.
What's your shower routine? Oh. There's a lot of different routines that can really affect the skin. But yeah, we'll pray. We'll get down on a knee. We'll pray to, you know, of course, the Lord. We'll pray to your own skin.
Uh-huh.
We'll pray to the idea of clear, of just clear.
Yes. Oh, the thing in the airport.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
That's worth
they
it.
They are... Mm-hmm. A wonderful organization.
Really?
Oh, that's a good service. Yeah, that's really good. It's nice to get the treatment that, you know, you kind of deserve. You don't want to be in that long line with all those Philistines. You know what I mean?
That's right.
And Raylan, I'll tell you what. The other thing is that the power of prayer is real. And you and I know that. So if, honestly, you could pray over somebody's acne and it clears right up because nothing is impossible for God. And I know we don't pray for amputees, but almost everything else can be healed by God.
Yes. I prayed away a bunion last week. Someone had a horrible bunion on their right foot. They said, do I need a toe spreader? Do I need to like sort of chisel this thing off? Absolutely not. I'll pray for you. The bunion will be gone.
That is awesome.
I used to, you know, it's fun that you say, you know, that we're self-healing because I'm from Australia. Oh. I'm not sure if you could tell, but I had an old auntie that used to swear that an onion for a bunion would cure it. She'd also say some port for a wart. She would say, you know, a star.
A shiver for a sliver.
Oh, what was that one?
A shiver for a sliver. If you get yourself really cold, the sliver will shoot right out of your finger or toe.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, I hadn't heard that one. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of really, it's things that people might call offensively an old wives' tale, but it's really an old pharmacist's tale. These are mostly medical processes that were carried out back in the old days when we didn't have a white coat. We didn't always have a clean drugstore. Sometimes these things were done in the field, the manger, the ocean.
Yes. Wow. Yeah, because she used to say a Cheshire for the pressure, that was put a cat on the chest if you had high blood pressure or hyperretention.
Genius.
Yeah, and I actually had an uncle die of high blood pressure, and they, you know, they almost saved him by putting just cats all over him. Unfortunately, that did help the high blood pressure, but it was unfortunate because he was allergic to the cats.
Oh,
and it was like, well, a six of one, half dozen of the other. But I love that you're unafraid to take what I would call ancient wisdom, which is what we traffic here. You know, if we're going to be trafficking something, it's the Bible, and that is ancient wisdom. And I love that you're just down there saying, yes, maybe you could be on Zoloft, or the old thing that I've heard you say before, it's compression for depression, where you just really are putting a lot of pressure on the head area.
Yes.
And just a good head squeeze, a lot of times that will snap you right out of it.
Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, the ancient wisdom, I'm not against new wisdom or what I call medical wisdom or medical study. I'm not against that. But why are we throwing out the baby with the bathwater? Just because it's old doesn't mean it's mold.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's
wow.
You have to keep the good ideas in circulation. So compression for depression is a classic. You normally just take two hands, one on each ear, push inward until they scream.
Mm.
And if that doesn't work, you get out an ACE bandage, wrap that around very tightly. Again, hands on ears till they scream. And if that doesn't work, we lay the patient down flat. And then my full body weight compresses their full body weight, of course, until they scream. And then we know the depression's gone after that.
Wow.
Three strikes and it's out of there.
That's and then awesome. Give them an ice cream and send them on their way.
That is awesome. And I love that you know, any old pharmacy that we go to out in the secular world, they've got the consultation window, the pickup window, whatever. Well, I think you're a genius for adding the godly embrace window where people can go get in line if they need a godly embrace. And that's another form of compression, because sometimes don't you just think you just need a Christian hug? And I've stood in the godly embrace line, and I think you're an incredible hugger, Rayland.
Wow. That really makes me feel great, I have to say. I mean, I could tell. I mean, most people are feeling good after their hugs, but it feels really great to hear it affirmatively from someone who isn't actively crying.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
A cone for a bone, right? And meaning an ice cream cone for a broken bone, which is one that I just came up with, but thought it would probably work.
I'm going to write that down. That's a great. That's a great slogan, and we need that. We need those.
When you listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone, the comedy podcast, you get a belly full of laughs and a head full of real information. Our gallimaufry of expert guests answer questions on stuff adults need to know. I have mold in my dwelling. What do? What's gerrymandering? What happens chemically when I fall in love? How do I handle a parent-teacher conference? What are microbes? Listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone. Solve problems, get laughs.
Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles New Age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis, and at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light. I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the Medical Medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I do want to ask you, when I was in there not long ago, it just reminded me of that great Christian movie. You got Jimmy Stewart, and he's in the medicine place, kind of the old drugstore, and he gets smacked in the ear, you know, and his ear is bleeding or whatever. I guess the old guy that ran that drugstore wasn't as good as you, but I just loved that kind of, because that's such a heartwarming scene, you know, when you go into a drugstore and you know the druggist. And I say druggist because I want to make it feel old, but I would say you're more than a druggist.
Yeah, yeah, I'm a healer.
Yes.
First and foremost, is how I identify, you know, and I don't want to use that in the new agey kind of way, but I'm there to heal whatever ails you. I have no preference.
And
you came in with.
Have you always been a healer? Is that something that was that from childhood? Is this was it was just a part of your DNA?
Well, no. Actually, when I graduated high school, I was looking for jobs, and I saw that pharmacist was one of the best paying jobs for the least amount of school you could do.
Really?
And I realized, wow, what a path.
Smart.
And of course, I already had my religious leanings and everything, but once I figured out you could make a ton of money doing this, I figured, now that's a way to help both myself and others.
Oh, I'm going to tell my kids about this. That's a really,
that
that's
is
good.
So, it really is. And so the diploma that says Bible Medicine Academy, that is where you ended up going to school?
Not only did I go there, I founded it.
Really? Is that right? That's awesome.
Yes. I had no idea we had a founder.
Wow.
Yes, Bible Medicine Academy is the premium, pre-accredited school for medical worship.
That
fantastic,
is awesome.
And wow. So, were you able to work in secular pharmacies with that before, or have you always worked in sort of a Christian setting?
Well, I was able to, but it definitely caused some problems. It caused some problems because you know what they want to do? They wanted to fill them and shill them. They want to fill the bottle and get them out the window, and they'll give a pill to anybody for anything.
Yeah.
And once they found out that my diploma wasn't accredited by the pharmaceutical association. You know, that would always cause an issue. But what I said was that our program is better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because it does both the medical and the sub-medical or the soul healing.
Oh, biblical.
That's right.
The biblical, excuse me. Yes. Yeah.
And speaking of the druggist from It's a Wonderful Life, you know, he was a raging drunk, which I imagine.
Oh, really? I never understood that. He was?
Yeah, he was hitting the booze. And I imagine most pharmacists are, because, I mean, you're back there with all these pills that everybody wants. You have total access to them. I mean, are most pharmacists just hopped up on pills all day and night?
It's a big temptation. It's a big temptation. And I know a lot of pharmacists look like, this is not my word, but nerds.
Yeah, for sure.
But a lot of them, they fall prey. They fall prey to what's back there. There's a lot of stuff that can make you feel good if you don't have access to a higher power.
That's right.
And I'm not going to lie. They sample the merchandise. I do have a few of my own vices, but luckily it's just ice creams, Werther's Originals, Tootsie Rolls, any sort of single package candy. That's what really gets me going. And I know I should quit, but sometimes you just need it.
Oh, I love a Werther's. I'm so glad you said that. And you know what? I don't think there's anything wrong. You know, my son, Day, he's always giving me guff because he's like, how is eating a donut any different than a cigarette? Because, you know, I'm obviously not going to let my kids drink or smoke. And he said, but if, you know, you go and eat a box of Krispy Kremes, isn't that hurting your temple in the same way nicotine would hurt your temple? And I say, not at all, my man. That is apples and oranges. Mm-hmm. I mean, am I right?
Well, we know. If you look back to the earliest religious texts, we know that Jesus loved donuts.
Really?
Yep.
We know that. Wow. We know that. It's not said implicitly, but it's implied.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That's right.
I've never thought, like, what is an unleavened donut? I guess it's more of a kind of just a tortilla with a hole in it.
Yeah,
sweet tortilla.
Yeah. That would be really cool. And speaking of sweets, is there a technique to roll in the cone so that you make these perfect little spheres? I can never do it at home when I open a new Breyers or whatnot.
Yeah. I mean, I will say learning how to scoop the ice cream in the booth was as hard as getting the all the knowledge with the pharmaceutical.
Is that right?
I bet. I would imagine that.
People don't know about medicine. They sort of take what you give them and they go, okay, sure. I guess this will help me, you know. But they know about ice cream. And they're going to have comments. They're going to have issues. They're going to say, why is this cone oblong? Mm. Why is the scoop not circular? Why is it sort of a little bit square or oval? You really have to please people the way they're looking for, or else they'll throw it back in your face. I can't tell you how many ice cream scoops I've had thrown in my face.
Really?
It's really sad.
Even at this church,
you know, it's one of those things that people feel really, really personal about.
Yeah.
And I get it. They're sick. They're in there. They're sick, both mentally, both physically, and probably soul-wise.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't take it personally, but it is something that I said, hey, rather than have this argument, I'll just become a professional scooper.
Yeah. I mean, people have a personal relationship with their ice cream. And I think that is really important. And I love how you have the, I don't know any place that's done this. Of course, I don't eat ice cream. I never have. It's way too much sugar for the type of body that I have and the type of goals that I'm making right now in the gym. But, one thing that I think is fascinating is just that you put a scoop and you've got this little bucket of hot kind of what I call it milky water back there. Mm-hmm. And it's just that. And as soon as you see that ice cream scoop cut through with that kind of hot, what would you call that stuff that kind of collects in that? And what is that thing?
Well, that's a hot bucket of milk water.
Okay.
It's simply to heat up the scoop so that it can fly right through there. And I'll tell you, I am having a few issues with the health department.
Really?
Because normally in a, you know, secular ice cream shop, they would have that water circulating. They would have that water hitting a drain. But for me, I don't want to waste anything. Yeah. I want the whole community's ice cream to touch the whole community's ice cream.
Oh, you know I love what I mean? That.
That's community.
It's unifying.
And this is why, you know, Hallie, when people come from the outside, like the health department come in here and they try to, they don't understand what real community is. And this is real community.
They don't get it. The health department is so wrong about all of their complaints with the pharmacy ice cream shop. And I really, I don't say this a lot, but I hope... We can edit this out, right, if it's a problem?
Yeah, for sure.
I really hope the health department goes to hell.
Yep. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
There's supposed to be a separation of church and state. Am I right?
I know.
Right. And why do we have hell if it isn't for some people?
Exactly.
And for whole departments.
Yes, yes. From the receptionist to the people that print the letters, you're all going south.
Yeah.
Well, yep. I said something's changed down here, and I couldn't see what had changed in there until you ran into it, which was the plexiglass wall that they put between the pill counter and the ice cream. And I just thought, that has really ruined the aesthetic of this place, mm-hmm. because yes, you can't see the plexiglass from our side, really. But I'm assuming they're the ones who made you put that up, and I guess maybe to just keep the pills out of the ice cream?
It has completely ruined the aesthetic. It has been good for the pills and good for the ice cream, but it has ruined the aesthetic. It has caused me and my employees to have bumps on our heads regularly, which yes. we don't enjoy. Yeah. And it just feels unnecessary. Just tell us what you want, health mm-hmm. department. Be clear. Okay, so you don't want pills to go into the ice cream and then ice cream to go into the kids' mouths. We can do that.
Yes.
But we just didn't know that that's what your specific problem was. They're vague. That's the issue with this health department. They're vague and persecuting.
That's right. The church is tax exempt. We should be regulation exempt. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. There should be no health regulations at the church. We take care of our own.
And I like that Superman ice cream you always keep stock that has the bubblegum chunks in it so that you end up, mm-hmm. after your cone, you end up with a mouthful of a big, massive wad of gum. And, you know, mm-hmm. I guess because of that, you know, maybe you could have a rocky road filled up with a bunch of herpes pills or something, and you could be
scarfing
those
pills,
down. Though. I don't even know what you call a herpes pill, but maybe, you know, if the pills go in there, people will be scarfing them down in their rocky road. And forgive me if this is too personal a question, Rayland, but is your preference a sugar cone or a waffle or a regular?
Whoa, that is personal. Yeah, I guess I like a sugary waffle cone. I know that's crazy to sort of take two cones and put them together, but I find that the waffle cone can be a little bland, so I'll add a little extra sugar.
Awesome.
And then I'm just off to treat town.
Ooh, absolutely. Like a sugar rim, like when you do a salt rim on a glass. That's awesome. Now, what the heck is going on with that regular cone? It's so squishy and there's no flavor.
I mean, this is a lot of talk about cones, but...
Well, it's as much a draw as the medicine for us, because as you know, a lot of our parishioners and disciples and everything at the church, they don't know that they need medicine. They think they're against it. And I think sometimes you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you do need a herpes pill.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes you do need a scabies pill.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes you need, you know, you have an itchy butt and you need a pill for that.
Oh.
Like, some things are good and we need them.
Yep.
And it's almost as if the Lord has just put a prayer into pill form.
Mm-hmm.
So for the people who are resistant, I find that the ice cream really does bring them in. Mm-hmm. And the soft cone is simply to upsell. We have the free cone is crap on purpose so that people will buy the more expensive cone.
Oh, finally, it all clicks.
50% goes into the collection plate.
Yeah, awesome. That's awesome.
And I guess I will add on to the cone conversation, even though this is a lot about cones, was that I thought it was, you know, Hallie, I don't like to name names, but I had a teen who came to Climax named Beverly Tick. And Beverly, she is hyper. She has what's mm-hmm. called these days ADHD, ADH. And, but she would not take her meds, would she?
Mm.
And what Raylan did is top of the sugar cone, he would just pack the little Ritalins down into the tip of the cone, and you know, dip it and then dip it and rip it, I guess is what she would say.
That's
and
what we told him.
It's pretty much the only way we could get her to calm down and shut up.
Some kids really need to be force-fed medicine.
Yep.
And you know, that's whether the parents want it, whether the kids want it. Some kids need to have society tell them to be quiet.
Mm. Mm.
Some kids need to be able to behave in church. I mean, what's worse than a loud kid in the pews?
It's just a nightmare.
You know, because I know that they're doing their best, but we're all here to worship. We're all here to come together. We're all here to, you know, really take part in this. And if your kid is annoying, ugh.
Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles New Age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis, and at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light.
I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the Medical Medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality Podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin Alhassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
Ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain. Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why do you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinefo.
Wherever you get podcasts.
This because you mentioned, people having butt problems and different things. And I've had hemorrhoids every single time I've had one of my children in the, when I give birth, I get a hemorrhoid.
And I don't think we actually need to talk about this again.
Raylan, is that if I, let's say, okay, maybe you can explain this to me. If I wanted to pop a balloon,
what about,
I wouldn't rub cream on it. So how come cream works on a hemorrhoid?
Wow.
Listen up, folks. There's a new cone that I heard about. Maybe let's talk about cones again, because honestly, Hallie, you bring this up and you bring it up in you've already brought this up in situations that had nothing to do with medicine. And now you're bringing it up in the medical one. And I'm just wondering if any new cones are available.
But would you rub cream on a balloon to pop it, Raylan?
I hate to do it to you, Gray, but we actually have a cone for that.
What?
We have two cones for that. One goes around the neck of the human, because we don't want them looking back. They're getting in there too much.
Yeah.
And then one we put around each little individual hemorrhoid.
Uh-huh.
And then we cream it, and then we pierce it.
Awesome.
So it's like a dog cone and then a butt cone?
Yeah, it's like a dog cone and a butt cone.
Wow.
It's a double. A lot of people don't know this, but the dog cone originally came from the human hemorrhoid cone.
Is that right?
Really?
We figured this works so good on people, we should do it on dogs. And then it was, of course, popularized by dogs. They love it.
So you put the cone on the person so they don't bite you?
So they don't bite me, yes, while I'm piercing their hemorrhoids, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's a good idea. And speaking of, I mean, you're giving me a real good idea, Raylan, because
I wish you wouldn't.
What if I could put one of those dog cone neck things around, like, my teen? So it's so high it goes over their eyes, so they can't look up porn on their phones and stuff. Like, that could be a great way to get an adolescent through the teen years.
That's
without
great.
Being able to look at porno.
A cone for the phone.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
This is great. This could be a business idea. This could be a business idea for the church. I think this could work.
Well, I just, just to get away from that topic, maybe away from the cones in general, away from whatever Hallie is talking about that's going on downstairs. It's always been an issue around here, and I've just kind of got to call it out. But I do want to take the opportunity to ask you, Raylan, on top of all those things, are you married?
Married only to my craft.
Okay.
Yes, only to the craft. I'm in early and I'm out late. You know, I'm in at 4 a.m. and I'm out at 9 p.m.
Oh.
So that doesn't leave a lot of time to do anything, to sleep, to shower, to change clothes.
Wow.
So, I feel pretty dedicated. It's tough. I take a lot of responsibility for everybody in our congregation, and so it's tough for me to give to just one person.
Mm-hmm. I see.
I kind of spread it around.
You're a servant for the Lord, even at the cost of you not having romance, and I think that's awesome. And, I do want to mention, because earlier you said that a lot of times when someone comes up to the consultation window or the pickup window, that you regularly ask them about their shower routine. And I think that is very cool and very healthy, because you know what? Anything could go on in the shower, because guess what?
Nobody has clothes right. on in there. And so now we're already, it's a slippery slope right there. And I want you to know that my shower routine involves a very thick loofah that I always pick up when I'm in Lord's
it's
drugs.
It's just not even
I
on
get
topic,
a
Allie.
Very
I don't know
large
why.
Loofah so that I have never touched my body,
good.
Any part of my body with my bare hand. It's a very thick loofah. And okay. I just want to pass that on, that it's right there, you know, right near the checkout of the Lord's drugs where you can get a thick loofah. And I think that it's an accountability thing to, you know, we should be answering to you about our shower routines, and you should be making sure that we're not doing anything untoward in there. You
I'm
know,
not,
you're
I'm
an
so
accountability
sure,
buddy.
I think that's beautiful. Cause as they say, you know, cleanliness is next to godliness,
right?
But what they also don't say is cleanliness is right up against horniness.
Oh no.
And horniness of
that?
Course is right up next to hellishness.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. It starts with an H.
Yeah. That's very thoughtful of you to only use a loofah. I mean, if I could only get everyone in the congregation to use a big fat loofah, yep. I think we'd all be doing a lot better.
Well, I mean, you do sell big fat loofahs at the...
My brand, yeah.
Yeah. And what I always found interesting is they're not plastic. They're made of whatever that is, an actual sea sponge or
yeah.
something. Mm-hmm. And yeah,
very
those...
Coarse,
those
very rough.
One of the first things you see when you come in.
Now, is there any ethical thing in that? Because sometimes sponges, I know in the ocean, are alive. So if you're rubbing, like what if there's any part left in that sponge that might be enjoying parts of your body?
Oh, gosh, I didn't even think of that. That is a big spiritual risk. I'm not sure. Maybe we'll have to go to horsehair loofahs next or something. We might have to look into that. That's a great point. Thank you so much.
Well, speaking of spiritual risks, I mean, I think you're out there on the front lines making a spiritual risk every day when it comes to giving people what they want, but also not giving people what they want. Because, you know, in this church, we say it a lot, most people don't know what they want, mm-hmm. and the Lord knows best. And as someone who is the, if Jesus is the ultimate doctor, you are the pharmacist. And I love that you're out there making these really thoughtful decisions for the betterment of the health of our community.
I really appreciate that. And I really appreciate the trust that the community puts into me. You know, a lot of times they'll come in with a diagnosis, with a prescription. They will have already seen a doctor, which I recommend, but they're pretty dogmatic about thinking that's the one way it can go.
Yes.
You know what I mean? The doctor knows best. Well, does he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is the doctor in vestibule too?
Right.
Does the doctor scoop ice cream? Does the doctor have a personal relationship with you head to toe? Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
Does the doctor offer godly embraces?
Does the doctor,
crying out loud?
Does the doctor put a cone on it?
See?
Or I'm sorry, not that. I'm just
what
saying.
What does the doctor even do?
I don't know. I'm saying, does the doctor give you a cone, not put a cone on it? Because that's another thing that we talked about.
Right, right. I do think doctors are smart. I do. I don't want to take away from a doctor, but I do think they should realize there's got to be some wiggle room in these prescriptions.
Mm-hmm.
They're very specific, even though they're written terribly. But it's, I take it as a suggestion. I take it as a jumping off point.
I love you. I mean, I love the poster of Anthony Fauci that you have there too, that just says, you know, it's a wanted poster.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, we're going to get him. We're going to get him.
Raylan Dolenberg was played by the outstanding Ryan Rosenberg. Check out his podcast, Man Dog Pod, and follow him at Chosenberg.
I'm Holly Laurent, playing Hallie Labonte, and Gray Haas was played by Greg Hess. Follow us and Mega the Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if you really want to get out of hell free card, support us on Patreon. The link is in the show notes.